Zeth. It's running perilously thin.
He let out a deep sigh as he glanced back to Jericho.
It really makes you wonder how Ash manages to handle the Dark Hunters, doesn't it?
Jericho laughed.
So what name do we call you?
He released Zeth, who snarled but thought better of attacking him again.
I'm sticking with Madoc. It'll remind me of why we can never let Zeus or anyone else ever subjugate us again.
I can respect that, and I think I know how Ash handles his crew.
Jericho pulled off the whip that Azira had given him and handed it to Madoc. But as he did so, a thought struck him.
Son of a...
I know how we can get inside Asmodea.
Madoc's eyes lit up with the same excitement he felt.
How? Asmodeus!
He shouted, summoning the demon to him. The demon appeared instantly.
You rang, Minor? Well, you're not really the Minor Master anymore, are you? What should I call you?
Jericho narrowed his gaze threateningly.
Think of a polite term, demon.
Asmodeus's eyes widened.
Mr. Master it is. What can I do for you?
Get us into Asmodea.
The demon sputtered in disbelief.
Why in the name of Smelly Feet would you want to go there again? What good could possibly come from that?
We need to get Jaden out.
You can't.
Jericho turned as Jared approached them. He must have teleported in right after the demon. Still dressed in black, he looked remarkably fresh and undamaged, given the fight they'd all been through.
What do you mean?
Jericho asked. Jared's eerie eyes were sad.
Jaden willingly consigned himself to their service. You take him out of there without their permission and he dies. Believe me, if I could have carried him out of there, I would have.
Delphine sighed.
This was getting worse. Thanks to Zeus, they couldn't send Jericho in, and now they couldn't even use Jaden.
Then how do we stop Noir and Azira if we can't get to Jaden?
You'd have to send in Cam and Rezar. Only they have the power to imprison Noir and Azira.
Delphine glanced around, grateful to see she wasn't the only one who thought Jared had lost his mind.
Who?
Jericho answered in a cold, dead tone.
The original gods of the sun and of fire. They are said to be the most powerful of all the creation gods.
Jared inclined his head to him.
Exactly. They alone have the powers to negate Azira and Noir.
Air and darkness. Those could only be extinguished by sun and fire. That at least gave Delphine a degree of hope.
Where are they?
Jared shrugged.
No one knows. After the first war, they, disgusted by what they had seen from the gods and humanity, withdrew into hiding.
Jericho cursed foully at the news.
You've got to be kidding me.
Jared shook his head.
The only person who could find them or even identify them is Jaden. Or Noir and Azira. Since I'm relatively sure they don't want them found, I wouldn't put money on the two of them helping us.
Jericho expelled an agitated breath.
So there's no way to completely defeat them. They're gods, Jericho. You've already fought that war. And how many centuries did you and the Olympians fight? Taking out a god isn't easy. The best you can do is trap them, but that takes stealth. And since they're both on guard now...
So, what do we do?
Madoc asked.
You'll have to negate the Galu threat. Protect the humans and wait for the Malachi to mature his powers. Praying the whole time he doesn't join ranks with Noir.
Jared looked around at the Honoroi gathered.
And keep them out of our dreams. I'm sure with the Galu, they'll be attacking on that front. Zarek's plan is the best bet you have. Reclaim, neutralize, or kill every Olympian who stands with them. Show them no mercy.
Zeth frowned.
But you're still saying that we can't win this.
No, we can, eventually. It won't be this week or this year, and definitely not today. But if we can assemble the right team and make no mistakes, we can defeat them and put them in a place where they'll never be able to harm another person or God again.
Delphine swallowed at the dire prediction.
And if we fail?
Madoc sighed.
It'll suck to be human.
It'll suck more to be us,
Zeth said in a surly tone. Jared nodded.
I can't believe I was ever stupid enough to trust Noir. Come to the dark side. We have cookies,
Zeth grumbled. Jericho clapped him on the back.
Don't be so hard on yourself. It wasn't the cookies that tempted you.
No. When you're denied basic necessities, you're willing to do anything to get them.
Jericho met Delphine's gaze.
Believe me, I know, and I almost made the same mistake you did. Evil is seductive. That's what makes the two of them so dangerous.
No,
Jared said, his tone dire.
It's our willingness to believe their lies, and to see what we want to see that makes it so dangerous. Even when we know better, we lie to ourselves, and that's where the great betrayal is.
Zeth nodded.
As a great poet once wrote,